Close your eyes, watch your breath. Try to be mindful to stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out, don't forget. As the Buddha said, a life of 1,000 years is nothing special. What would be more special would be one day spent mindfully with discernment. So try to be mindful all day. This fits in with another statement that he made, which is that an auspicious day doesn't depend on the stars, it doesn't depend on people saying nice things to you, it depends on you doing your duties. And what are your duties? The Buddha sets them out with the Four Noble Truths. Wherever they're suffering, you try to comprehend it. So you can see what's causing it. When you see the cause, then you try to abandon it. And you do that by developing the path. Virtue, concentration, discernment. And that way you get to realize the end of suffering. Dispassion for the cause. In other words, you attack the problem at the cause. When a fire is burning the house, you don't put out the smoke, you try to put out the fire. In the same way, it's your craving that's causing the trouble, so you want to look into that. The three kinds of craving the Buddha said are going to be troublesome. Sensual craving, craving to think about sensual pleasures. Craving for becoming, trying to take on an identity in a world of experience, or craving for no becoming. You've got an identity, you don't like it, you try to annihilate it. These kinds of craving, the Buddha said, are going to get you into trouble. Now, there are desires, though, that do help you. There's a desire that's part of the path. Maybe you know that something is skillful, you try to develop it. Something is unskillful, you try to abandon it. So those are your duties. And if you follow your duties, then it's an auspicious day for you. You can make every day of the year an auspicious day this way. No matter what's happening outside, you make it auspicious by your actions. And that way you please the Buddha. You can imagine all those aeons of time that he spent trying to develop the virtues and perfections to become a Buddha. And why did he do it? He didn't do it so that people would make Buddha images and present flowers to them. He did it so that people would actually take his teachings and put them into practice and benefit from them. This is the way he said, this is how you show your respect for the teacher, how you show your honor to the teacher, by practicing the Dharma in line with the Dharma. So the Dharma has been laid out. It's simply a matter of us fitting ourselves into the Dharma. Be sure you don't try to change the Dharma to make it fit your ideas. Be willing to learn. There's a lot in the Dharma that you don't know yet, that you don't understand yet. So you're willing to put it into practice to see what you can learn. That way the day becomes an auspicious day, and you have 365 of those, and you've got an auspicious year. And as long as you keep it up, you've got an auspicious life, one whose birthday is worth celebrating. So make sure that you work at your duties, and that way every day will be an auspicious day for you. And you're paying back your debt to the Buddha at the same time.